Hill's got a lot of Barnabases. I mean, that's the people that encourage one another. Got a lot of gifts. There's a lot of gifts in this church. And he told me, he says, I was just blown away. We took up $700 in that special offering for him. People want to get involved in his ministry by giving. And he said he was just blown away that much for the few people. He don't get that much when he goes to larger churches. So he was just really blown away at that much. And he certainly really did appreciate that. But he just knows that we have gifts here at this church, and there's so many of them. And I thank him, you know, the gift of people that we have here. I believe we've got a lot of Barnabases here at this church, and we need to find them out. I know they're sitting out here. There's just so many people. He said, we got such a rich congregation. He said, there's been a lot of churches where they more people, but he said, we have such a rich, rich congregation. And he said he just was just kind of blown away at this congregation, a good foundation church, he said, and it was just outstanding, and he just couldn't quit bragging on what God has done here at this place. It's called Pleasant Hill, but so many Barnabas, so many different gifted people that we have here at this church. They got so many gifts, and help find them. I think that's what he was doing this past week. I know the Word of God and Spirit of God talked to us about our gifts and what God has given each and every one of us. Oh, Barnabas, now in these two verses, as I read in Acts chapter 4, verse 36 and 37, and Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted as son of consolation, a Levite in the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostle's feet. Let us again go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of thy word and the special session, Father, we have here in the book of Acts, and how, Father, that you have picked out a man and blessed him and touched him. Call old Barnabas, Father, and how, Father, we can look into his life and see the great need that he saw in people, Lord, to lift them up. And, Father, we just want to thank you that we have Barnabas here today. And in our church, we want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit of God, that gift of people that we might be able to help one another. And we want to thank you and praise your name, Father, for what you're doing at Pleasant Hill, oh God. And, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the great gift of life that you give us each day. And, Father, even down to this hour that we live today, Father, there's so many people on our prayer list, so many people sick and discouraged. We just ask you, Lord, in a special way, with a blessing, Father, that your name might be glorified and your name might be lifted up. And we want to thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ for all the great blessings of this day and all these things we ask in that precious name of his Son and Jesus Christ our Lord. And amen and amen. The son of consolation. Are you a son of consolation? If you are, you mean comforter. It means an encourager. Are you an encourager? I really do believe that has been the evidence of our revival, that you see people encouraged. The Barnabas of our revival that will come forth. The need today is to encourage people. If you know someone that's discouraged, there's a lot of people in this world that's discouraged. I want to tell you, if you're discouraged, if you know anybody that is discouraged, the Lord didn't do it. The Lord didn't do it. God, it says God is all comforter. He's the one that does the comfort. Now, the devil, he's the one that discourages us. Why? Because he sets you up for a fall if he can get us discouraged. And there are more people discouraged this day and time, I believe, than I ever seen before. Discouragement is a dark room where the negative of failures are developed. You used to get in a dark room, you develop these old films, you had to have a dark room to develop them in. Well, discouragement is the devil's dark room where he develops all the failures of discouragement in your life and my life. Now, if you're discouraged, the devil, I'm going to tell you, is on your trail. And if you know anybody that's discouraged, the devil is on their trail. Do you know anybody that's discouraged in this life? Boy, there's a lot of discouragement out there in this world we're living in this day. Well, we want to thank the Lord for the gift of encouragement. Now, Paul told the Thessalonians, comfort the feeble-minded. Now, that's not the weak-minded. It's not the small-minded, but it says the small soul. That means a people that needs encouragement. Now, that's what I got out of the revival this week, that we need to be Barnabas, every one of us, because there's so many people that needs our help. There's so many people that needs our help. Now, think about this. The Lord has given us the gift of encouragement. We need to encourage others. We need to comfort the feeble-minded, the people who are discomforted. And there are five characteristics I've seen in Paul's life as I begin to read about Barnabas' life, as I begin to read about old Barney. I want to just call him old Barney tonight, just a common, ordinary man, but he's full of the Holy Spirit. So, old Barnabas, I see five characteristics as I begin to read, and this is what come to my mind through the revival all week long. And one thing, he was a load lifter. If somebody's under a heavy load, he was a man that come around to help lift that load for them. And I believe we should be looking for people. And if we are the Barnabases that God has called us to be in this church and where God has called you at to serve, I think you ought to find out that these five things are characteristics of old Barney. And I believe that we have some of these characteristics, and maybe some people might have all of these characteristics, and some people might just have one or two of these characteristics. And I'm sure Barnabas had more than just these five. But I see this one, this load lifter. He sees somebody was bearing a heavy load. You'll find out, we find out here in this Acts chapter 4, verse 37, we find out how he helped to lift the load. If somebody is loaded down with discouragement, loaded down with cares of this world, loaded down with all types of problems, to be a Barnabas, we need to be a load lifter. And then we need to be a friend finder. Now, there's some people out there that needs a friend. If everybody needs a friend, I tell you what, everybody needs a friend. And that's what old Barnabas was. He just go out and find a friend, and we find out old Paul was one of the men that he found to be a friend. But also, he was a bridge builder. He builds bridges. You see, there's a lot of troubled water on a lot of souls today. There's a lot of Christian people that's not with us tonight. There's a lot of our members here at this church that's just not with us. It's not coming to church like they should. You know what? We need to build that bridge. We need to be bridge builders. And a lot of troubled water they have in their life, and they're having trouble in their life. You and I today, God has called us that we need to build some bridges to bring them back from the troubled waters that they're living in. And then you see, he had the disciples. He was the developer of disciples. You know what? We need to grow one another. We need to help one another. That's what the church, and that's what each one of us today have the gift of helping one another. I tell people, as I witness to them, I tell them, I say, well, I'd like to see you in church. Maybe somebody hadn't been to church. Sometimes they come in, not come in regular. So maybe somebody hadn't ever been to church. Maybe they even lost. But I tell everybody I see, I get a chance to, you know what? We need you. And sometimes they look at me kind of funny. And they may not have been to church one time in the last 10 years, sometimes along with that, sometimes they haven't been to church in a month and 2 months or 3 months or whatever it is, whatever the reason, whatever length of time it is, and I say, you know what, we really need you at church. And they always look at me kind of funny because they don't really understand where I'm coming from. But you see, we need everybody. I said, there's something that you can do that would help me. You understand that we need to be disciples, developers, and we need to develop them in the Lord, and there's something that they can do to help me. I say, anybody that comes, that's the reason the more people comes, the more help that we have. I need your help, and you need my help, and we need each other's help. And you know what? Failure fixers. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people have failed. I'm a failure myself. I want to thank Brother Richie again. You know, he showed me a lot of my failures in the Word of God and the Spirit of God, but you see, we don't let our failures keep us down. Say, oh, Barnabas was a failure fixer. You know, a lot of people have failures. A lot of people have failure. There's some in their family life, and you know, a lot of family life, and a lot of problems in their marriage and family life, and their finances and their work, and oh, they have a lot of failures. Well, now you find old Barnabas, he's a man that helped fix these failures. And I believe these five characteristics is what come out of revival of me, that we ought to be a Barnabas, and to encourage others. To encourage others to lift the heavy load. Now, in verse 37, it says, and having land, that's old Barnabas, he had some land, pretty rich fellow, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, the background that it is, in Jerusalem, there was a revival going on. Just like we had a revival going on, people were saved. Many people got to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was coming into Jerusalem there in that revival, and many people was pouring into the city. Now, we know at that time they became Christians. And they decided to stay there after they come into Jerusalem and got saved, learned about Jesus Christ. And the more they learned about Jesus Christ, the more they wanted to learn about Jesus Christ. And that's the way you know that people are saved. Because they want to learn more and more about that person that hung on the cross and died for them and shed this blood. Well, there was a bunch of people there in Jerusalem. They want to stay and learn more about their faith. And they had no homes. They had no motels. And they were just poor people. And you know what? They had nothing to eat. There was just turmoil. Even in revival time, when people were being saved there at Jerusalem, there was turmoil because, you see, people didn't have anything. Didn't have money. Just didn't have nothing. People was coming to know the Lord in the church when the church was started. The great financial need was reach the disciples at that time. They needed financial resources. So Barnabas, he just sold his land. He said, yeah, take this money. This might help. Well, you know what it done? It bought food, and he did divided out among the people that needed. He saw a need, and he was a load lifter. He saw the load, and he decided to lift it. That was one way that he had to lift the load. You see, people that's in need. Now, you don't have to look very far. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to look very far to see somebody in need. I know sometimes that we get to the muddy grubs, I want to call it, and look how down and out we are and how bad a shape we are and this, that, and that. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to look very far to see somebody in worse shape than you're in. I'm going to tell you, you might not have no shoes on your feet, but you look very far and you find somebody else don't have no feet to put shoes in. You don't have to look very far. And like I said, you get to stay in the hospital for 4, 5, 6 days like I did, or I was in there 9 days. I felt like I've been there 6 months, and there's somebody been there over 6 months, and Miss Strickland. You don't have to look very far. Go down to a nursing home for a little while if you want to. Walk through the hospital as I do 3 or 4 times a week. You'll find somebody in worse shape than you're in. No matter what shape you're in, you'll find somebody. Old Barnabas said, you know, I saw that load and I decided I'm going to lift it. Old Paul says in his writing, he says, bear ye one another's burdens. You see, that's what revival is all about. It brought out to me to find to be a load lifter. And we all ought to be a load lifter. Bear ye one another's burdens to encourage. Just lift the burdens from some people. How many people do you have to help out the week? Do you? I don't have any land that I can sell to be able to give. No, you don't have to have no land, but I'm going to tell you what you can give something else. Everybody got something to give. You know what you can give? Love. God says, you know what? God's poured love into our heart by the Holy Spirit of God. I mean, if you're saved, you got love. I mean, love of Jesus Christ. You've got the agape love. So don't tell me you don't have anything to give, because every one of us, we got the gift of love because God gave it to us. So you say, I'm not a gifted person. Yes, you are. You all know how at least one gift, and most of us got more than one gift. You got the gift of love. Well, a lot of people need love. Y'all know that? You can't love people enough. Well, some people might need wisdom. You got some wisdom. You've been good. You in the age, or you've been through some things. You got wisdom. How about telling somebody about it? How about sharing it? Maybe somebody got a sick child, and you got a sick child going through the same thing, or somebody go through an operation, and you've been through the same operation. Give them some wisdom, what they need to know. How about some good advice that you might give them? Nothing else. How about some time? How much time have you spent with somebody else? We all have something to give. That's what revival is all about, to bring out the Barnabases in us. That's what I got out of this revival. When people wants to lift someone up, I really believe you'll be in a revival. When you want to lift somebody up, I believe that is the response of revival. I said, God, he done a great job. Barnabas knew the difference between ownership and stewardship. He knew the difference between ownership and stewardship. We think we own something in this world. You don't own nothing in this world. You're just a steward of what God let you have for a little while. Because after a while, you're not going to have it. You're going to leave it all. How much did he leave when he left? He left it all, didn't he? I guarantee you, you're going to leave it all. The only thing we can carry to heaven is what we give away. Did y'all know that? You see, old Barnabas, he gave his land away. No, he didn't. He kept it. He carried it to heaven with him, the gift that he gave away. He still got it. That's what he got. You say, well, how many of us tithes? How many of us give 10% out of the first part of our paycheck? How many of us tithes? Give 10% of everything comes into our household. And you keep the other 90%. Which one do you think God blesses the most, the 90 or the 10%? I'm going to tell you, he blesses that 10% the most. How do you figure that out? Because it's the seed that you plant in the ground that brings forth the income. It's not the seed that you keep in the barn. It's that you give away. It's that you plant. So give, it'll come back to you. It's not that what you keep, it's what you give, the increase. The seed that you plant, it'll come back to you as we give. So you see, he was a load lifter. But also, just not being a load lifter, but find out something else that he was. He was a friend finder. That's another sign of a Barnabas. Are you a load lifter? Are you a friend finder? In Acts chapter 9, and verse 23 through 27, revival. All these is talking about is revival, what happened. Find a friend, be a friend finder. And we find out after Saul was converted to Paul. Saul was on the road to Damascus. Y'all remember whenever the Lord struck him down, he was persecuting the church. Well, after they struck him down, it says in Acts chapter 9, verse 23, and after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Because, you see, he wanted to join himself to the religious people. But they lay in wait was known of Saul. and they watched the gate day and night to kill him. Excuse me. When the disciples took him by night and laid him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem to assign himself to him, join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But old Barnabas, you see, all they was afraid of him, but old Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he was seen the Lord in the way that was on the way to Damascus, and that he had spoke to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus Christ. Old Barnabas. Everybody else was scared of him, but there old Barnabas there, he found a friend. He'd been persecuting the church now. The farmer Paul now, you know what? He found a friend in old Barney. Now, the farmer friends that he had, as you know, whenever people was lost, the farmer friends that he had now, they wanted to kill him because he was persecuting the Christians. And you see, the Christians, they were scared of him because what he had been doing. So he was in no man's land. Did you know when someone gets saved, that's about the way it is? The former friends that you had whenever you get saved, they won't have nothing else to do with you. Then how about your Christian friends when you come into a church? Who is that person? They're strange people. You see, really, when a person gets saved, they in no man's land. You can't go back to your former friends. Don't think they're going to be glad. They don't want to see you. They don't want to be around you. Your drinking buddies ain't going to be around you. They're afraid of you now. You're a fanatic. And then you walk into a church, and then how do you get you? How, I would sure like to be a part of that church. You see, you're in no man's land. That's where old Paul was. But you know what it said? It says, but Barnabas, that's where you come in at. That's where I come in at. That happened to me at this church. I came to a no man's land. Me and my wife came into this church. And I had to forget about my former friends, which I didn't have many. But I want to be a part of this church. You know what? Somebody took me in. More than one person. Some of them still here at this church. Some of them done gone on to be with the Lord. But there was some Barnabas then that took me in. And they was a friend finder. And they helped me. New Christians, new church member need somebody to find them. So many times they come down this aisle and we don't get them in our Sunday school class. We don't visit them. We don't talk to them. He was a friend finder. You can't give too much love to these people. It's like a mother can't give too much love to their baby. Can't give too much love to your children. And I'm going to tell you, grandparents, some of y'all are great parents, you certainly can't love your grandkids too much, can you? Whew. Whew. They need loving. Whenever we find this out, I believe you really break out in revival. But then also there need to be some signs of Barnabas about building some bridges. Build some bridges. How do you mean by that? Well, you see, in Acts chapter 11 now, in verse 19 on down through 24, there was another revival going on. I'll read a couple of verses and tell you about it. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but only the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrenian, which were they were come to Antioch, spoken to the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, and the hands of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Revival came. Then tidings of these things came to the ears of the church, which were in Jerusalem, and they set forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to the church. Another revival had took place. The persecution there from Stephen, whenever Stephen was stoned, there was another revival took place. And Saul, you know what? He was now called Paul and old Barnabas. And here's what happened. As this other revival took place there in Antioch, the word of revival come back to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem was the head of the church. I mean, that was the background of the church. And that revival took place, and they said, well, I don't know if this is of God or not. Oh, Barney, how about going out and check it out and see if this is of God? And he said he went down, and he saw the grace of God. You see, he saw the grace of God. These people was different than there was in Jerusalem. The Jews in Jerusalem was a different type of people. They went down to the Grecians. And there was a different type of people. They was there in Jerusalem and to Antioch. There was tradition. In Jerusalem, there were traditional churches. Now, the conditional there of the Jews start off there in Jerusalem. But now, it scattered abroad there and went down to Antioch. Now, Antioch at that time was a frontier, as we know that Richie is down in Africa and Brazil. You see, we hear at established church, and we hear at traditional church, but you see, there's a frontier church. And he's told us about many times how that revival and how people's coming to the Lord. You see, that's the same thing that old Barnabas said, go down there and check it out there in Antioch. Go down there to Brazil and check it out and see what's happening. So they sent old Barnabas down there. Old Richie is down there. As we see this, you see if it's real. See if it's the will of God or not. Bridges need to be built, you see, over some troubled waters, even in our church, and some people of our church need some Barnabas to build that bridge, to bring people to Jesus Christ. You know, we know what he's doing, Brother Richie, in other parts of the world, Brazil, Africa, wherever it is out. But you see, we need to be doing it right here. God didn't call us over there. God didn't call me over there. But you see, he called me here, and he called you where you at. So you see, there's some bridges that need to be built. There's some people that I understand, you know, just like we had some youth not too long ago. There's a lot of our youth. Now, there's a lot of our youth that I tell you that really don't know a whole lot about church. Did y'all know that? There's a lot of children this day that's not brought up in church. And they don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave. They don't know what to expect. They act different because they are different. They don't know. But you know what they don't need? They don't need us to make fun of them. They need us to take them and help them and show them, just like old Barnabas did, and see if there's some bridges that we need to build in their life. And I want to tell you, the greatest outreach we have in this church is our youth area. From our little ones right on up to our teenagers, our youth area, we have a lot of people we need to reach for the Lord. That's where our biggest need is of our church, is reaching these children out for Jesus Christ, these young people. They don't know. We're living in a different area of time to build these bridges, to help these children to understand what church is all about. No, they don't know how to act, and they don't act like we think they ought to act most of the time, because we're a traditional church and they don't know much about it. A lot of them have never been raised in church, and the mother and daddies, a lot of them, they don't come to church. But you see, we need to be how to build bridges in their life, for they'll know and understand. But you see, after they're saved, they need to be discipled, development. In the same chapter of 11, verse 25 and 26, it said, and departed Barnabas to Tarshish to seek Saul. He says, well, they're having a revival down there. They need to be discipled. They need a teacher. I need to go find somebody. So Barnabas said, you know what? He departed there to Tarshish to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. He come back to where they're having this revival, all people getting saved. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church and taught much people, and discipled were called Christians first in Antioch. That's where they settle down at. I know what they need. These people don't know how to act. I'm building this bridge. They need somebody to help them. They need to be discipled, and they need to develop their Christian character. I know who I'll get. I'll go get old Saul. So he went and found old Saul, brought him back for a whole year. They taught them. Can you imagine under the teaching of Paul? You see, that's what it is for our Sunday schools. We need to get them into our Sunday school classes. How many times do we reach out in our Sunday school classes to reach out to people that need to be discipled? Go get them and bring them in. That's what it's all about. Just bring them into church. So he says, you know, Barnabas, he looked around and seen a revival. Says, someone needs to be developed, these Christians. I know I'll go get old Paul. He'll come and he'll teach. You see, old Paul, what he done, he found some hidden treasures. He found some hidden talent. Nobody didn't know about old Paul that time, but he found some hidden talent. There were some buried gifts, and he developed them, and he brought them out of old Paul. And old Paul brought them out of other people. You know, right here in this church, there's some hidden talent, some been discovered, some been brought out. There's some buried gifts that a lot of people didn't know they had. You know, Orville ain't with us tonight. I'm glad. I don't want to give him the big head. But you see, Orville, you know, he's found out. He's brought out a lot of gifts, you know, of people singing. I didn't know old Ray about Eric could sing. I've been with old Ray a long time. I believe old Orville helped you get that out. Don't you believe that, Ray? I believe he helped others. I believe he helped others. There are more people in this church helping bringing these gifts out. That's what old Barnabas did. He found these gifts. We got some hidden talents, some hidden gifts. We all have them. We just need to help one another find their own gifts and bring them out that we might be used of God and see how much better it was when we had these buried gifts to come to be developed and bring them out that people might be saved. And then, you see, we find out that when someone fails, He fixed it. Have you ever failed the Lord? Oh, there have been so much failure in my life. In Acts chapter 15, verse 36 through 40, I won't read it, but I'll tell you about it. Paul and said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit the brethren in every city where we had preached at. While they had went on their first missionary journey and set up churches all around. And it come time for them to say, well, let's go back on our second missionary journey and see how these people are doing that we have first set up these churches in our first missionary journey. So I said, okay, we're going to go back on the second missionary journey. We're going to take old John Mark with us. That's what old Barnabas said. And old Paul says, no, you won't, because we start off on that first missionary journey, and, you know, he quit, and he want to go back with Mama. And there was strong discussion between the two as you read in the Bible. Paul says, we're not going to take in John Mark. We're going to second time. He quit on us. So they had some division. They separated. So Paul chose Silas to go with him on a second missionary journey. And Barnabas said, I'll go get old John Mark. You see, he was a failure fixer. There's a lot of people that you know of, used to teach, used to do this, used to sing, used to do that, and they don't do it anymore, used to come, they don't come. You see, they need somebody to help them. They have failed a lot of time. They need somebody to help them. So you say, we're going to go on that missionary journey. So that's what they done. Barnabas took that old backslider and he lifted him up. Are you Barnabas to find someone? And after he had lifted him up and got him back on a straight road, and even old Paul, you know what old Paul said when he was in prison waiting for him to cut his head off? You read a verse of scripture he wrote to old Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, he was in prison. He says, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Bring old Mark with you. He's the one that said, you know, Mark, he done a backslide and he ain't going with us. He was a failure. But you see, old Barnabas saw something in him that even old Paul, that old great Paul, didn't see. He found that he was a failure, but he'd help him fix it, as we all have failed the Lord. And when it was over with, we found out old Paul, he wanted to see old Mark because he was profitable to him. He was in jail, but he was profitable to him. Some of us find out, you know what, we might be just failure fixers to help other people. There was a boy, daddy died whenever he was 5 years old. The boy had a hard life coming up. 16 years old, he dropped out of school, got two or three jobs, couldn't keep a job. By 17, he'd lost every job he got. But 18 years old, he had got married. By 19 years old, they had a child. By the time he was 20 years old, he had separation from him and his wife. Well, he tried all type of jobs the rest of his life. He tried to make a living every job he had. All type of job. He failed, he failed, he failed in every job that he had. He even tried the Army, and the Army kicked him out. Finally found himself down and washing dishes at an old cafe somewhere or another, and he could wash dishes and cook. He finally talked to his wife to coming back to him, and both of them was back together again, and they made a little living there washing dishes and cooking. At the age of 65 years old, he retired, and his Social Security check, the first check he got was $105. And he said, you know, I've been a failure all my life. Now it looks like the government's got to take care of me. And decided that he'd go out and commit suicide. And he got to thinking about that, 65 years old, that I'm a failure. But he got to thinking, he said, but there's one thing that I can do pretty good. And he said, I can cook. So he took that $105 of Social Security check and went down to the local grocery store and bought some chickens. Brought back home and fried them up and carried them from door to door and started selling chickens at Corbin, Kentucky. His name was Colonel Sanders. Made multi-millions after a failure of all his life and come down to 65 years old. Made me feel pretty good. I said, I've still got a chance to make a million. I know I've been a failure a bunch of times. There's no doubt about that. But if somebody like old Colonel Sanders can fail, somebody like old Mark can fail, and there's always somebody around to fix it, that's the Lord Jesus Christ can help us. But I'll tell you, I got a revival. And I want to try to live up these characteristics. I want to keep these wrote down for myself. That if there are any Barnabas in this church, I believe we'll have revival whenever we find the gift of other people. That's what it's all about. I believe every one of us is a Barnabas tonight. I believe every one of us. God has given us each one of these gifts, I do believe, and we'll just use them. And that's what building a church for Jesus Christ is all about. It's a growing church for Jesus Christ, so having these characteristics. And there's more in old Barnabas' life, just these five that I saw in these chapters tonight. Do you want to be this man that God has called, the woman that God has called in these five characteristics at Pleasant Hill? We need you. And we need each other. And I tell you, I really want to thank you tonight. I want to thank this church. I just want to thank this church for the foundation of church that it is and what it's meant here at this church for the area and the community. And I know that a lot of our lives that we failed so many times, and we failed the Lord as old John Mark. I failed the Lord so many times. I need a pat on the back once in a while. You need a pat on the back? Find somebody that you can help. Lift that load. Find that friend. Build that bridge. Disciple that person and fix their failures and lift them up. That's what it's about for each and every one of us. Again, we want to thank you tonight. I'm going to let you out real early, 3 or 4 minutes early anyway. But I thank you. We stand and be dismissed.